At State Farm, we're committed to uplifting Black futures. In collaboration with organizations like 100 Black Men and National Urban League, State Farm provides high school students with the opportunity to learn and apply best practice strategies for saving and investing, all while offering academic support, life skills, and exposure to college access programs to prepare these students for life after high school. Check out 100blackmen.org and nul.org to donate and learn more. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're now listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear, and I'm your host, Neandre Broussard, CEO and founder of Black Menswear. It's unfortunate that Black men have had to fight negative perceptions that not only make our personal journeys more difficult, but directly impact the wider African-American community. On The Check-In, we provide proof against these stereotypes by discussing engaging topics that uplift our community through interviews of inspiring individuals with stories of rags to riches, defeat to victory, and just downright interesting stuff you'll want to hear. Although Black Menswear was birthed out of a love for men's fashion and style, that love has blossomed into one of the internet's foremost communities for men to gain encouragement, inspiration, and of course, style and swag tips. We've literally gone viral over and over again for our flash mobs. Now, you ain't gotta be Black to listen to this podcast, but you do have to keep an open mind and have a desire to be a part of something to change the narrative. Thanks for tapping in. This is The Check-In with Black Menswear. What's up, family? Man, I hope y'all are well. Y'all know what today is. It's Monday. You know what Monday night means? The check-in with Black Menswear. Really excited to be here. I still got my brim on, as y'all can see, because a moment of time is still available. We're about 50% sold out, guys. In 3 weeks, we've sold half of the stock. So don't miss out on your chance to get this limited collector's item between Black Menswear and Wear Brim. So love you guys, love the support that you guys have. Now get yourself a piece of the puzzle with the moment in time. Again, it's a collector's item with Black Menswear and Wear Brim. So don't miss out on the opportunity to get it, because once it's gone, that's it. That's a wrap. All right. Well, Monday night means the check-in. I'm really excited to have my brother Ryan Mundy come on here in just a few minutes. Before we pull Ryan in, definitely gotta let you guys know, if you haven't checked out all the episodes of the podcast, go to your favorite podcast channels, whether it's Spotify, whether it is Apple Podcasts, whether it's iHeart Radio, don't matter. We're on there. Look up Black Menswear, look up The Check-In with Black Menswear, and listen to all the guests that we've had. Brothers coming in, dropping knowledge with us as we get ready to gear up with another great week, another great conversation with my guy Ryan Mundy. Don't forget to also check out the YouTube channel for former episodes of Dapper Conversations, because Dapper Conversations is coming back for New Orleans. The Black Menswear Flash Mob 2022 tour is kicking off next month in New Orleans. All right, so don't miss out on any of the flash mobs. Don't miss out on any of the Dapper Conversations. They are available for your watching pleasure on our YouTube channel. Now, without further ado, I'm going to take the time to get my man Ryan off in here. For you guys that are tuning in, y'all know one thing that I love to have you do is let us know where you tuning in from. So if you're down in or tuning in from, we'd love to see where our guests are from. So type it in the chat box. Let's see. Mundy, what's up, bro?
What's up? Man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, bro. How are you?
Good to see you.
Man, good to see you as well. Now, everybody that's on the Check-In with Black Menswear today, we got my guy, Ryan Mundy. Ryan, yeah, you played in the NFL. You had a nice little career and everything. Yeah. But I'm really excited about your after career life and really what you're doing for our community. So before I even get into that and talk about the health space that you're really helping us with mental health, first of all, let me allow you to introduce yourself properly to the audience. You know, let them know who Ryan Mundy is.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure to connect. And hello and good evening, everyone. My name is Ryan Mundy. I am currently founder and CEO of Alchemy Health, a digital mental health platform explicitly focused on the Black community. Before that, I played in the NFL for 8 seasons, 5 years in Pittsburgh, 1 year in New York with the Giants, and then 2 in Chicago. And in between both those experiences, I've been an angel investor in startups. I started a previous business in the eco-friendly category and successfully sold that. And so I have a diverse set of experiences across the board in the philanthropic space. I'm on the National Board of Directors for the Alzheimer's Association, and additionally, a few other local tech-focused nonprofits here locally in Chicago. So I do a little bit of this, I do a little bit of that, but to whom much is given, much is required, and I've always believed that I've been capable of a lot, and so that's why I go out there and do a lot.
Man, and to be honest, man, your name precedes you, right? Because I got connected with you through my boy, Big Beach, you know, Kelvin yeah. Beachum. Was like, oh man, you know, former teammate, you got to holler at my boy.
I'm trying to get like Kelvin when I grow up.
Hey, man, we all are. Yeah, we all are, man. Shoot, Kelvin just unveiled his art collection at SMU. I got to go see it next week. Yeah, his personal collection. I said, yeah. Wait, what?
Right. You know what I mean? Like, he on another level, but super proud of him, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Man, well, shoot, bro, super proud of you. You know what I mean? And so we connected a couple of years ago, and you introduced me to what you had going on, and I love you to share what Alchemy Health is with the audience before we start talking about your success and before we start talking about, I think this is a really, really big and important thing for us to highlight and introduce to some people. I mean, you're trying to help us save our lives, bro, mentally. So, man, let us know, please, a little bit more about Alchemy Health and what that's doing for our community.
Yeah, for sure. So, as mentioned, we're a digital mental health platform. And basically what that means is we provide mental health and wellness services online via our mobile application and also our website. Our content product, however, is a little bit different, right? Like when most people think about mental health, they think about actually seeing a therapist either in person or virtually. We don't do either of those right now, but we're focused on like education, content products, and resources. And the 3 ways in which we do that or our content shows up are Alchemy Labs, which essentially you could think about those as video on-demand therapy sessions led by clinical experts that touch on different subject matters as it relates to the Black experience. So we have content products and labs that talk about like intergenerational trauma, being Black in the workplace, love and relationships, Black fatherhood, Black motherhood, pretty much everything. Functions like a video on-demand resource that you can refer to help you out with your mental health and well-being for specific topics. We also have a product called Alchemy Ways, essentially, and those are audio-first wellness experiences, meditation, sound baths, mindfulness practices, etc. And then we also do live stream, what we're doing right now. We call those spaces. And essentially, we hold space for whatever the community needs. Could be a yoga session, could be a conversation, could be a live lab or a live wave or something in between. But again, it's delivered in the live stream format. So we show up as a content platform first and foremost, and we are a freemium tier model type platform. We always will have something free available in front of our paywall. But for full access to Alchemy Gold, it's $14 a month and also $70 annually. And the immediate value proposition there is that like $70 for unlimited access for the entire year to like all the mental health and self-care content.
Yeah.
Is available for you and to you for less than the cost of one in-person therapy session.
And yeah.
Trying to be proactive, man. Trying to help and be proactive because that's where it starts. Education, resources, and learning.
Now, Ron, I got to ask you, man, what set you on this path, right? What set you on this journey to say, all right, there's something missing here and how can I fill that void?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it really stemmed from personal experience, and that's like the genesis for all great entrepreneurial stories. And so particularly with me, you know, there's kind of like a pedestal element of like athletes, entertainers, et cetera, people who have attained, quote, success.
Mm-hmm.
supposed to be great, but that's not the reality of things as we know. And personally, how it showed up for me was like I played football for 24 years in total and then had an abrupt ending at the age of 31.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I had to figure out for the first time. And albeit I was really smart and could do that through like books, I wasn't ready to do that emotionally. And that's where it matters as well. Mm. And subsequently dealt with some anxiety, depression, other things, etc. And just didn't get the help and support that I thought I needed. And that I knew that would help me like make that successful transition. And it lived in conflict because, you know, I've been blessed and fortunate to have resources and I still had like a bad experience. Yeah. And having a bad experience, what about the people who aren't in my position or who don't have resources? Like, what is it like for them? So again, reflecting on my professional experience, being in the entrepreneurial space and seeing how ideas get funded and startups, quote, come to life. You know, I saw, quite frankly, a lot of crazy stuff get some money. And I was like, well, that's a dumb. It doesn't help.
right.
Like create this company and help create some generational health. And so it's been a journey of a lifetime. I tell people, like, I've done some really hard things. You know, making it to NFL was really, really difficult, but this is equally challenging and in a whole different way as well.
And I mean, you know, to think about a transition, right? You transitioning from, you know, being an athlete for, to your point, like all of these years into a brand new lane. Now, you know, you saw an opportunity and one opportunity that related closely to you, but where did you get that kind of that confidence to branch out and say, you know what, I'm going to do this? Cause I know a lot of entrepreneurs, we talked about, there's always something that they turn their experience into profit a lot of times. Right. But for you going into that space, I mean, you're not a clinical psychologist, right? You don't have that experience behind you. So what gave you the confidence to say, all right, I'm going to start in this space, especially for our community, right? So again, continue to big ups to you for that, because you have focused on our community where we're lacking these resources. But what gave you the confidence to even like take that first step, bro? Like that first step is the hardest, right? Well, what gave you that confidence to even do that?
That's a good question. You know, sometimes I still think I'm building that confidence up, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that ever stops, but specifically, like, you know, I just looked at it and I said, like, when we talk about like bringing things to life, you know, you have to have a belief of like what is going to allow you to do it, right? Like, why are you the right person to do it?
Yeah.
Really had to sit with that because the reality is what we do is not rocket science. And outside of that, you know, there's just, it's really hard to come up with a new idea and concept. So it's all about like, all right, well, who's going to go out and do this? Mm-hmm. And I think just my unique set of life experiences, you know, talking about the NFL, talking about like my professional journey as sitting on the other side of startups as an investor, that's how I built up my network and my access. Mm-hmm. And so when it came time for me to go out and raise money for this company, I knew everybody knew me and I knew everybody. So like all these things were kind of happening that prepared me along the way. My journey, you know, was kind of laid out or unfolded in such a way where I felt like, you know, this is a huge, huge opportunity. And I really feel like my unique set of life experiences over the course of my life have prepared me for this. And so,
yeah.
accept that challenge. Yeah. Off we went.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Good stuff. Now, thinking about, you know, and challenges, and not just specifically to this instance, right? But thinking about, you know, over your life, and I've seen a couple people in here. Somebody said they're at Morehouse. And what is that? Hold on. Let me give you your flowers real quick, bro. He said, he says Morehouse in some particular program because of you, you know, and those things that, you know, that, you know, those experiences, things that we've kind of accumulated over life. But as you've accumulated these wins, you've always had to overcome challenges, right? Is there a particular challenge, you know, for you, whether it was, you know, in your younger days, you know, in childhood, whether it was on the field, whether it was now with this endeavor, what was one of those biggest challenges that because you overcame it, you are now where you are today?
Man, there's way too many. there's way too many. I mean, I'm thinking about so much right now. I mean, whether they be big or small, you know, I believe everything is relative, right?
Yeah, and right.
Way that it should, when it should. Yeah. And because of that, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, things are happening the way they should. Now, I always looked at it and said, my job is to figure out, like, what is the next best step for me to take moving forward?
Yeah.
Maybe like a specific example. I mentioned that I played 4 years at Michigan, and then I played my fifth year at West Virginia. I didn't want to go to West Virginia, but I kind of got dismissed from the team, if you will. Like, me and the coach had beef. It was no longer a good and productive relationship, and I had to take, quote, my talents elsewhere, you know, to, like, exhaust my collegiate eligibility. And there was a lot hanging there. I didn't make it, did not know if I was going to be able to transfer, didn't know if I was going to be drafted. I mean, there was just so much uncertainty. Like, my whole life was kind of hanging in the balance. But fortunately, things worked out. We had a great year at West Virginia, and ultimately got drafted back to my hometown team. And so, like, that narrative around, like, taking a risk, doing what you feel is right, and ultimately, again, things happening the way they should to get you where you are, you just can't be afraid to fail. And always knowing that, you know, you just have to be in tune with yourself well enough to understand, like, when to change directions.
True. Now, even as you're at this point today, right, you weren't able to launch this by yourself. You played a team sport, right? Yeah. You had your position, others had their positions. From somebody who's building a business and helped to support the build of many other businesses through your investor role, how important is it for somebody that's creating something to really have the right team around them?
Oh, it's mission critical, 1,000% mission critical. With the wrong team, you will not go anywhere. It is too hard to do anything by yourself, but particularly bring in an idea, something from nothing, you know, it's just virtually impossible. I always think about and talk about having the right people do the right things. And that starts with self. Like, what am I uniquely qualified to do? And as founder and CEO of the company, like, I could literally always be doing something of every waking moment, every day doing something.
Yeah.
But it's about, like, how am I prioritizing my time and the time that and the things that I do prioritize? Am I getting them done quick enough so that my pile just doesn't overload on me?
Yeah.
Always just like this calibration. But again, always starting with self and then understanding where my strengths are, where my weaknesses are, and then working to build a team around that.
Yeah. No, I like the self-evaluation first, right? Because, you know, you got to know where the ship is going, especially as, you know, the founder and CEO. You got to know where it's going before you bring it.
I'm going to be here. I ain't going nowhere, right? Like, so I got to build a team kind of around me and my skills. And so, you know, that is my charge. And it's a simple concept, but it is actually pretty difficult to do. You know, team building is hard, hiring is hard, managing people is hard. Like, all these things are probably the hardest thing about business. Like, the strategy piece, all that other fun stuff, that's cool, but actually managing people, developing people, hiring people are part.
Then, you know, as a leader of an organization, you take that that responsibility that comes with that to basically ensure that everybody is, you know, in the right spots. I know I was reading the book, Traction. The author doesn't come to me, but you know, within Traction, it talks about, not just having like your people around you, which is great to have your people around you, but you can have, you know, your people around you that are in the wrong seats. And right. It's like, dang, if only I would have put you over here instead of over there, we'd be further along now. And just kind of realizing that as a leader, it's pretty important, right? It's pretty pivotal to make sure, like you said, to have the right people in the right seats. Now, any experiences where you might not have had the right people, and what did that do, like long term? Did it slow you down? Were you able to kind of audible from that and go the right way?
It's inevitable to kind of go through those growing pains of hiring, particularly as an early stage company, where like the attrition rate is really, really high. But in addition to having the right people do the right things, it's really important. And I say this particularly for the stage of company that Alchemy is in right now. Like, you just have to have an attitude.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
A certain attitude and disposition towards work. We're a 6-7 person company, and so like it's high visibility. It's high accountability. Like, you can't go to your little corner and at a large corporate organization and just kind of, you know, fly under.
Fall by, right. Ain't no under the radar.
Tell people like, hey, you know, a lot of the things that I'm asking you, like, I have a seat for you and I'm trying to find the right things to do for you. But ultimately, a lot of things that happen or we'll ask you to do ain't going to show up on the job description. It's just a different mindset and a different attitude towards work, because there's just so much unknown. There's so much gray. You're always figuring things out and earning the next problem and earning the next challenge. You just have to have a different disposition and attitude towards work. You know, it won't always be like that, but I call it the muck. Like, you got to climb out the muck as quickly as you can. It's really hard for startups to make it past a certain level. So high. And there's a reason for that, right? And those who do make it past that level, like, they figure something out, not from because they're geniuses at business, but because more than likely they built the right team.
Yeah. And everybody got to play off of each other. You know what I mean? And you know, I love how you said, I mean, even being the founder and CEO of the organization, you know, same thing kind of here from a Black menswear perspective. It's really understanding, yeah, technically every like single component or thought around the business kind of falls back on, you know, where my mindset goes. And I always feel as though I can do every single point piece of it, but just having the right individuals that are there to that are playing to their strengths, I think is a really, really big thing with it. Now, let me make sure I still got you here, Ryan. Oh, lost Ryan there for a second. Hold on, we're going to get him back in here. What's up, everybody? Again, you guys, this is season 2 of The Check-In. This is actually episode 5, y'all. 5th episode through it. If you haven't checked out the last 4 episodes of The Check-In, definitely make sure you tap into those so you can hear great things from all the rest of our guests. We've got Ryan Mundy on today, who is talking through, you know, just a few things, right? We're talking through building the right team around you when you're launching a business. We're talking through obstacles that have been overcome launching a business. We're talking through transitioning careers to going from Ryan, formerly professional football, now getting into the, spent some time in the investor space, now launching his own opportunity with Alchemy Health. And so we're really excited to have this continuous conversation with Ryan about, you know, what challenges he's been through, and how same things that he's going through, we're going through as we're starting up and building our own businesses, and really just really able to tap into the mind that is Ryan Mundy. So also with that, guys, don't forget how important it is for you to have the vision, the full vision, as you are leading your organization. I think a lot of times what happens is that there's a time in business and growth. This is just kind of me speaking off of my experience. There's a time in business and growth where you have to realign and ensure that the vision long term is it's still what it was initially, right? And so as we go through different phases of business and go through different ups and downs and hurdles and things, there are a lot of times where you kind of get lost in the sauce of what's going on today and you forget about the long term vision of the business. And so thinking about that and ensuring that you are tapping in at a point that you're still able to keep focus on what your long-term vision is for your business, but making sure that you're doing that and you're checking yourself along the way to make sure that you don't get caught off guard but you don't get sidetracked by other things that are out there that are taking you off of your purpose in launching your business, right? So just wanted to remind you guys that as we pull Ryan back in here, just wanted to remind you guys, when you're looking at your business and you're going long-term on your business, as those challenges come and you also have those wins and those successes, don't forget about where your long-term vision is for business, because that's how a lot of times business fall by the wayside, because they lose track of where they're actually trying to go with it. And they get so caught up in the now and the today that, you know, they can't foresee obstacles, things that are coming up in the future because they were so focused on today, right? So thinking about that long-term aspect, it's really important as you are building your business, as you're growing your business, as you're taking your business into funding phases, if that's the right move for you, then basically making sure that you still focused on why did you start it? What's the emphasis, the point behind your business? What makes your business different? And then how are you continuing to do that every day? So that way you don't get lost in the competition. You don't get lost in all of these other, you know, aspects of of who else is out there offering products. Because you're making sure that you're standing out in your own way, standing out in your own lane. So just a little bit of off the top of my mind from this. As we try, you know, again, as we try to get Ryan back in here, I think we're having just a IG issue today, and unfortunately, it is not. I don't know why it's not letting me bring Ryan back in here. Okay. We're going to get him back here in just a second. No, guys. So, again, what kind of questions you got as I'm mulling over my ideas? So let me go to the chat box. Let me see. You're talking about the hat. So that hat in the back, that's the same hat I got on my head. You know, we love the hat in the back. This is a moment in time. It is a partnership, a collaboration between Black Menswear and Wear Brims. And this is our limited edition collection of a hat collaboration that we came together, two rising Black men brands that have come together between Black Menswear and Wear Brims, where we dropped a single collaboration item. I know y'all like it because it's clean as a whistle. You can get yours. Go to wearbrims.com, www.wearbrims.com. You'll see the banner right there. Get the hat. We actually just reached a milestone today. It's 50% sold out in 2.5 weeks. So don't miss your chance to get this limited item before it's gone, being able to do it. And I don't know if y'all noticed, but for this entire season of the check-in, I've worn this hat, and I've worn it with a different outfit. So as y'all are like, okay, well, how can I do it and how can I rock it? You can do it your own way, right? I've worn it with 4 different outfits. I got more to come too. I'm going to wear this hat until it sells out. So you probably got like 2 or 3 more weeks of me wearing this hat because they're flying off the shelf. All right, give me 1 second here. Let me see if I can get Ryan back in here now. I think we're all charged up. Yeah, so don't forget about adding that. And then, too, also, if you haven't seen the documentary that we dropped around the hat. So we came together, we created a documentary about Brims. Oh, my gosh. Rock Mitchell put his foot in that. I'm from the South. We like to use these kind of statements. So Rock put his foot all up in that as he produced and directed this this documentary that we launched. It's on our YouTube. So if you go to YouTube, search for Black Menswear, you will see the documentary that we put out with Wear Brims. We talk about the hat. We talk about the partnership between Black Menswear and Wear Brims. We have the Dr. Washington of Grambling State University give us a historical perspective of what the brim is to our community, y'all. So if you haven't seen it, go tap in. It is a super, super dope. And it's short. It's like 9 minutes. It's a super, super dope 9 minute documentary. From my perspective, from my VP Evan's perspective, from my creative director Rock's perspective, and from the leaders of Wear Brims, Taj and Archie, plus Dr. Kevin Washington of Grambling State University, joined us as well to be a part of this documentary. So please go check it out. And then it's also going to lead you to understand why this hat is so beautiful, why we came up with the colors, what this hat means for a collaboration perspective, and then also, you know, how you can get it. And, you know, maybe depending on how many of y'all like the video and comment on the video on YouTube, shoot, we might have to run it back. We might have to do this one all over again, or we might switch out a little a color here and there, give y'all a new one, because this is definitely a spring summer hat, right? So we're getting ready to go into spring summer season. You got your hat for all your summer events already here ready for you. So don't miss out on your chance to get a moment in time. A moment in time. This collaboration with Black Menswear and Wear Brims. All right, guys.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Guys. You know, well, I do actually believe that we might have lost Ryan for tonight. What I'm going to do to finish off here, I have one more question I was getting ready to ask Ryan. It was, what is one thing that you would tell yourself 10 years ago? Right. One thing that you would tell yourself 10 years ago that could benefit you where you are today. Oh. So I'm gonna let him. OK, I'm gonna pull Ryan back because I think I got him back now. OK, so and I'm prefacing this question. All right. What is one thing you would tell yourself 10 years ago that you could benefit from today? All right. A part of who you are. A part of your story. What is it about yourself 10 years 10 years ago? What would you tell yourself 10 years ago? Not when you were 10 years old, but 10 years ago, what would you tell yourself that would benefit your growth today? I would love to know that. Sorry, let me see. All right, I think I got Ryan back here now. There we go.
Bro, there we go. My bad, man. I don't know what happened. And then my phone took forever to charge, to turn back on. You know, like sometimes it'll take 2 seconds and other times it'll take 5 minutes. Like, yo,
yeah, right.
Nothing on right now. This is the worst time. My fault, man.
No, you're good, bro. You're good. Well, shoot, I was leading into my next question for you. So, you know, thinking about it, and again, guys, we've got Ryan Mundy here back with us on the check-in. Ryan's giving us tips on how he transitioned from football into his recent endeavors to about this beautiful app that he's launched called Alchemy Health, which is really focused on getting us resources that we need for mental health, right, and putting us in a space to be in a better mental health situation, because mental health is wealth. And then talking about some challenges that he's had along the way that have led him to where he is today. I know, some people would say he's successful. Me knowing Ryan, he's like, yeah, I mean, I've done some things, but I've still got a long way to go. So that's not necessarily, you know, he's hit levels, but he's not at his success level just yet. But Ryan, thinking about the journey, bro, you know, to where you were 10 years ago to where you are today, right? What's one thing that you would tell 10-year past Ryan, not 10-year-old Ryan, but 10 years ago Ryan in the thick of the league, working out 17 times a day, what would you tell yourself 10 years ago, something that you've learned that you're now putting into practice now?
That's a good question, because that was a different period of my life. But like, I am living a completely different life now, but I think it's important. What I would just tell any version of my younger self, like, just believe harder. You know, belief is like the fuel that unlocks confidence. And ultimately, we talked about that first step, just believe harder and get to that place. And belief can be like, look, this is not for me, or belief, this is for me. Like, it's not always like a confidence thing that I should go and do something. Like, you need to have that same conviction on things that you don't do too, right? And so really just believing harder and making sure that I'm firm in who I am as a person, and thinking about what that means for me outside of, you know, what I was doing at that time, right? Like, whatever I am doing currently, like, I'm not fully defined by that, right? And so really just wrapping my confidence, self-worth, and belief in that has always been a consistent theme for me.
I love that. Believe harder. Don't believe soft.
Yeah.
You got to go all in. You know, you got to believe harder. I love that.
You don't do it, who else is going to do it?
For sure. Now, thinking along that same line, right, same vein of 10-year-old or 10 years ago, Ryan being in a totally different space, man. I mean, your life is kind of out there for everyone to see because you're in the limelight, bro. But what's one thing that nobody really knows about you? Maybe it's an interest that you have, or a project that you used to work on, or a show you used to watch. But what's one thing that probably nobody knows? Maybe the wifey and the family know, but that's about it.
I would have to say, I have a very strong creative side to me, like a very strong creative side. Like, I'm well-versed in Canva, Photoshop, like asset creation, design, like that's my jam. Like,
okay.
That's always been a thing for me. Like, when I was in middle school, I went to a creative and performing arts school for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So it was my major was arts. And so, like, we would do, you know, English and math in the morning, and then the whole afternoon I'd be doing artsy party stuff, like working with play, painting, and learning about art history. So, like, the creative side of me, is something that, I really, really love. And I don't know if a lot of people know about that about me.
Yeah, for sure. Now, do you have a favorite artist? Not necessarily just a favorite painter, but do you have a favorite artist that people should know a little bit more about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty across the board as it relates to, like, my style. I always love Salvador Dali. That'll be a favorite. Hebrew Brantley, more recent artist, black artist, would be great. Kehinde Wiley, also very dope. Blue the Great, like his work.
Blue, that's the homie, man. Brian, yeah.
Like, I copped some stuff from Blue back in, like, 2014, back when I started doing the Flag series. I bought some stuff off of Blue.
That mummy work. Yeah, man.
I'm definitely in it. Not like Kelvin, but art is that and design is something that I do have a strong appreciation for.
No, I love that, man. I love that. Now, do you get to utilize any of that as you came out with the Alchemy Health app? Was that were you able to bring some of that out in there, or?
Oh yeah, 1,000%. I was very intentional about the look and feel of the brand for a very long time, maybe so much so it was overkill. How intentional I was about the look and the feel of the brand, but not only because that's my jam, but also because of just the importance in which we need to approach our community. Yeah. Right, when we talk about, like, mental health and black people, that's a sensitive subject. And so we have to show a certain type of way. We couldn't show up like everybody else. We had to be intentional about how we show up.
Yeah.
That's like design.
Yeah. Now, one last question I got for you, Ryan. So thinking about as you develop this safe space, right, and this zone for vulnerability for people, how important is it for, as you're launching and developing, and I take this also from a perspective of as a seed investor, right? As you're launching and developing a product, how important for anybody that's starting a business, or even in the thick of their business, how important is it to be passionate about the work that you're doing?
Oh, it's mission critical. Just like we were talking about having the right team. If you're not passionate about it, it's not going to get done. Because the reality is, it's hard. It's really hard. You can't commit into, again, your attitude towards work. We talk about that, like hiring people, like your personal attitude towards work needs to be unmatched and unparalleled. Like, you know, I tell, and it's just a fact of the matter, like nobody cares about alchemy more than me, period.
Yeah, right.
My life, this is my life's calling, my work, I've invested, like there's no level of sacrifice or things that I won't do for that. And I can't say that about everybody. And that's fair. Like that is
totally right.
As founder and CEO, like you have to have that level of commitment. Because it's just, it's quite frankly too difficult of a journey to go on when we talk about raising money, when we talk about like executing every day and continuing to go through like unknown situations, not knowing if it's going to work or not. It could be like a confidence, a belief, and just like a passion and a fire that no one can put out. Like it has to just be unmatched and unparalleled. So absolutely.
No. Yeah, man. And it helps you with those long hours too.
Yeah.
Where you want, where it's like, should I stay up or should I go? It's like, nah, it's easier for you to extend yourself out when you're doing something that you're passionate about. Versus, and that was actually one of the things when I was building the brand, and you know, Black Mentor has it.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries, so yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We have a number of different streams of income that, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily know about. They just think about the suits, and it's like, well, that's the smallest component of what we do, right? From a multimedia company to, you know, the podcast to the full production team to our influencer network that we, you know, we represent about 20 Black male influencers and make sure that we're closing the pay gap and the influencer pay gap. And thinking about that, as I was talking to one of my boys, he's like, yeah, you know, but you got to make sure never go into business from a longevity perspective, never really go into business focused on I can make X amount of dollars. Yeah. Is go in, you know, now if you're just going to like sell a product and you're going to flip a product, well, that's one thing. But if you're trying to really develop a full out business on things, it's got to be something that you are all in on. Because when those hard times come, and those roadblocks come, well, you're not all in on it. It's so easy to be like,
Tell people there's a lot of ways to make a dollar, a whole lot. And if you're just in it for doing that, then inevitably, you know, when times do happen, and they will happen, you know, that'll question your commitment, be passionate about it, or you don't really, you know, you don't want to invest or sacrifice for it, regardless if you were making the dollar or not. There are times, you know, sometimes you get there as a business owner where you have to ask yourself, am I going to pay myself, right? Or do I pay my employees?
Right.
For a lot of business owners have been there. Like, even when I started Alchemy, I wasn't paying myself. I didn't pay myself for a while. There's a whole nother side to it that you just have to accept knowledge about, like, starting something, running a show, or becoming an entrepreneur. And it's not easy, right? Like when things go great, you'll get the credit. When things go bad, you'll get all the blame. So, you know, you just got to kind of take it for what it is and keep rolling.
Got to be in it for a long haul if you want it. Yep. You got to deal with that. Yeah, for sure. Well, you guys, you've been on the check-in. This is season 2, episode 5. We got my guy Ryan Mundy on. Ryan, man, tell them how to find you. Tell them more, a little bit more, how they can download the app one more time.
Yeah, for sure. So again, I am founder and CEO of Alchemy Health, a digital mental health platform specifically focused on the Black community. Our mobile app just went live in the iOS App Store earlier this month. And you can go there and download our app and access our content products, which are labs, video on-demand therapy sessions, Waves, guided meditations, and Spaces, which are live stream wellness experiences. Additionally, you could go to alchemyhealth.com to learn more, and also follow us on all social handles at Alchemy Health. And Alchemy is spelled A-L-K-E-M-E. And also, I'm at Ryan G. Mundy if you want to give me a follow too.
Absolutely, at Ryan G. Mundy. Ryan, before I let you go, I got 5 questions for you. Okay, it's called This or That. So you can give me an explanation if you want to.
Okay.
Or you can just give me the one-liner. It's up to you how you want to break that down, okay?
I got you.
First question, out the gate, beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Beaches, okay. Yeah. Fruits or vegetables?
Fruits.
Okay. NFC or AFC?
Oh, AFC. All day.
All day. Cool. All day.
Yeah. 1,000% AFC. Yeah, got to comment on that one. What? I played for 2 NFC teams. Yeah. They ain't got it. And I played in the AFC North, right? Like back when it was Ravens versus Steelers, you know, take a few to recover from that game. Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, like Terrell Suggs, Troy Paul, like we had them dogs out there, right? Like it was a different era. It was definitely a different era.
Nah, for sure, for sure. East Coast or West Coast or Midwest? I throw that out there for you too.
You know, that's funny because I'm from Pittsburgh, which is in an East Coast state, but it is a Midwest city. So that's a good question. Midwest. I live in Chicago.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know. Evan will be like, man, if he don't say Midwest, he's going to have a problem next time I see him. Last question for you, bro. And this isn't a this or that question, but if you had to sum up your wardrobe style, how would you sum it up?
Ooh, man. Simple yet saucy.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I don't draw a lot of attention to myself, but you know, I'm there.
Yeah.
for sure. I don't let the clothes wear me. I wear the clothes.
For sure.
You know, I take a lot of pride in how I dress and coordinate myself.
Yeah, you got to coordinate. Yeah.
Mushroom belt.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Well, Ryan, man, I appreciate you, Mundy. I appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you stopping in for us on the check-in. Again, guys, this episode, as well as every other episode on the check-in, is available. It's going to be available at the end of the week on your favorite podcast channel. So go look for the check-in on your favorite podcast channels. You'll be able to replay this, tap into the nuggets that Ryan has brought in. Again, guys, if you're you know, starting something, focus on you know, being the best you within that. Make sure that you put the right people around you when it comes to the team. Put the right people in the right spot. Take that step. Have that confidence to be able to take that step, because something that you're passionate about, and if you don't do it, nobody's going to do it. So you have to put that out there, because people are waiting for your entrepreneurial endeavors. And Ryan, I appreciate you, man, dropping those gems on us today.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. This was awesome. Thank you.
For sure, brother. And I'll see you. I got to make my way up to Chicago here pretty soon, so I'm going to link with you.
Yeah, we got a link, man. Me, you, and Eve will go hang out.
For sure. For sure, bro.
All right, man.
Y'all peace, be easy bro. Out there.
Thank you for listening to the Check-In with Black Menswear. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Menswear. Check out and subscribe to the Black Menswear YouTube channel. And visit us online at www.weareblackmenswear.com to join the mailing list for ongoing updates for the Black Menswear Flash Mob Tour. Peace and blessings.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.